And in the end, it was a bit tighter than you might have thought, but what are your emotions now that you know you've got a home final?
Relieved that we've got a home final. It's something that, you know, we've really wanted to achieve. We wanted to make sure we finished off really well in the season. So, things go a little tighter, but that's always going to happen when you put on a big score. They're going to come hard, and we're a little bit not our best in the field and at times with the ball. So it actually provided really good opportunities for us to be under pressure, which I think is really important heading into next week.
In hindsight, was it useful for you to be under pressure this afternoon in the field, given that you set the total and we know you've chased for a long time now over a sequence of matches? Was that good, useful game time experience this afternoon?
Absolutely. I think it will prove really valuable, and we'll make sure we review the game really well in a couple of days. But yeah, you're absolutely right. It gives us plenty of discussion points. We can, look at how we went about things, what we want to implement next time if we're in that same position. So absolutely, although it didn't feel that great out there, I think it will prove really valuable.
Now, your own knock, was there any particular aspect of your game that you were especially pleased with today?
I guess just my ability to sort of accelerate, after the drinks break and, come back out and reset. But I thought that everyone that came out and batted had really good intent and batted really well, and we had some really good partnerships. So it was amazing to be a part of some really good partnerships out
those,
there.
Those shots over cover towards the end when you were sort of batting inside out, they were pretty spectacular.
Yeah, it was nice to, at that point in the game, it's a really true wicket, so just looking to utilise that fifth gap, I guess, towards the back end of the innings. But yeah, there was some, I was happy with most of it. There was some other stuff that, I'd like to improve on, but, we're perfectionist cricketers, so there's always stuff to get better at.
Is that the best you've batted?
It's really hard. I probably felt better the other day, actually, to be completely honest. I was happy that I was able to, be out there for that long and help put a really good score on the board.
Just on the batting, and a slightly cautionary note, are you concerned that your middle to lower order isn't getting much time out in the middle at the moment because yourself and the other top order batters are just playing so well and scoring so many runs and batting so much time?
Not really. I think Molly Shano has spent some time out in the middle recently, and she's batting number six for us. So and Sasha Maloney at seven. She's pretty professional, so I have no doubt that if given the opportunity, she'll be ready to go. And she's made some runs in club cricket as well. So, I feel like it's good that everyone's in pretty good form, and I'm not worried about our middle to low order.
So it's exciting times. The final is, 9 days away, so a bit of time to work with between now and then. I guess it'll be back to training and maybe some club cricket and whatever, golf, whatever, between now and then.
Yeah, exactly right. We'll make sure that we, plan really well how that week sort of looks like. We don't want to, spend our energy before the big day, I guess. So making sure that we switch on and switch off at appropriate times and getting what we need as individuals. We're travelling really well at the moment, so it's not about reinventing the wheel. It's just about being really particular about what we want to get out of these 9 days.
Well, congratulations. It was a brilliant innings, a great game of cricket to watch, and good luck in the final in 9 days' time.
Thank you very much. Cheers.